This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh calls for coordinated efforts in agriculture, energy and tourism sector to achieve national prosperity. At least 10 Palestinians killed in Israeli raid on Jenin as violence escalates in the West Bank and Gaza. And at least 13 people die in road mishap in South India. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has urged all sides concerned to engage in coordinated efforts for economic development. At a press meeting organized by Nepal Press Union in Baglung today, Minister Singh stressed the need to give special priority to agriculture, energy production and tourism sectors to fulfill the national aspiration of building a prosperous nation. Minister Singh said the government has also moved ahead by passing the new urban policy 281 PS and there are plans to organize the new urban projects according to the people's wishes. Former Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamichhane has appeared before the Rupandehi District Court this morning. The bench of District Judge Prahlad Kumar Yogi is hearing the case. Lamichhane faces charges related to cooperative fraud. The Armed Police Force Nepal has turned 24 years of its establishment. During the period, the Armed Police Force has focused its performance in the areas of border security, domestic security, revenue, customs and industrial security and disaster risk reduction. The government has entrusted the Armed Police Force with the responsibility for containing armed struggle, separatist activities and terrorist activities. Likewise, Armed Police Force was also entrusted for enhancing border security, managing riots, carrying out disaster management, providing security of VIPs and establishments, revenue, customs, as well as industrial security. The Armed Police Force that has the presence in all districts across the country is trying to establish itself as a dedicated border security force. The police force has also been carrying out border security and development programs in collaboration with the border security mechanisms of India and China to make border security effective. The Armed Police Force Foundation Day celebration is taking place today at its Halchuk Base headquarters of Armed Police Force with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli as the chief guest. Likewise, Chief Minister of Kosi Province Hikmat Kumar Karki said that the Armed Police Force has been playing a vital role in border security, disaster management and peace establishment. About 14,000 adults and girls students in Tanahu will be vaccinated against cervical cancer. A total of 14,278 girl students studying in all 10 local schools of the district will be vaccinated against HPV. Chief of the District Health Office, Shankar Babu Adhikari, informed that the HPV vaccination campaign will be conducted during 4th to 12th of February. The Triyuga municipality has constructed 80 houses and shelters for the poor and underprivileged families of the municipality. The local government said 80 houses have been constructed in Kaijanpur Triyuga 2, Motigada of Ward No. 3, Bagaha of Ward No. 4, Deuri and Jaljali of Ward No. 5 and Chuhadi of Ward No. 7. According to Mayor of Triyuga Municipality, Basanta Kumar Basnet, the construction of 80 houses and shelters has been completed for the time being and the remaining construction works are going on in full swing. Mayor Basnet said the earthquake-resistant houses were constructed using local bamboo treated with chemicals at a cost of ₹500,000 per house. According to the municipality, the shelters are being constructed in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. Basnet said that construction work has been expedited to manage housing for about 250 poor families in the municipality immediately. Chairperson of Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, Chandra Prasad Thakal, said the ordinance recently introduced by the government has incentivized the private sector for investment. In his address to the closing ceremony of the 8th Magthi Festival, Makar Sankranti, province-level agriculture, tourism, industrial and trade fair at Beni on Tuesday, Chair Thakal said the private sector was encouraged by the change in laws made through the ordinance. According to Chair Thakal, the government has issued the ordinance as per the suggestions of the private sector to revive the economic sector which has been shrinking due to the corona epidemic, the Russia-Ukraine tension and the existing acts and laws of Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 10 Palestinians were killed and many wounded in an Israeli military raid in the West Bank city of Jenin. The attack is part of ongoing violence in the region. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. nominee under U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Israel has a biblical right to the occupied West Bank. According to Al Jazeera, civil defense teams have recovered 120 decomposed bodies from rubble after building collapses over the past 2 days in Gaza. The U.N. said almost 900 trucks of aid entered Gaza as Israel lifted its blockade on Tuesday. The U.N. Human Rights Office has also reported that movement restrictions from Palestinians have increased as illegal Israeli settlements expand. Since 7th of October 2023, Israel's war in Gaza has resulted in the death of at least 47,000 people. At least 13 people were killed and around 20 others injured in two separate road accidents in India's southern state of Karnataka on Wednesday. According to Sinhua, 9 people died and 10 others were injured when a truck carrying them overturned in Karwar town. All the victims were vegetable vendors who were taking their produce to sell in a nearby wholesale market. The death toll was feared to rise since some of the injured people were in critical condition. In a separate accident, 4 people, including 3 students aged around 20 years, died and 10 others who were injured in Raichur district of the state after the vehicle carrying the victims overturned. There were about 15 people in the ill-fated vehicle when the mishap occurred. At least 76 people were killed in a fire at the Grand Kartal Hotel in Bolu, Turkey on 21st of January. According to the BBC, the fire trapped 234 people inside the hotel during the busy holiday period. Many guests jumped from the windows to escape. The fire, which is thought to have started in the hotel's restaurants, took 12 hours to extinguish. 9 people, including the owner, have been arrested. Health officials reported that 51 people were injured, with 1 in intensive care. The cause of the fire is under investigation, with reports indicating a lack of proper fire safety measures such as automatic sprinklers. Turkey has declared a national day of mourning. Dangerous drug-resistant bacteria rapidly spreading in Ukraine, exacerbated by the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. One of the soldiers severely injured in combat contracted infections resistant to common antibiotics after multiple surgeries. According to the BBC, Ukraine's hospitals, particularly those treating war injuries, have seen a sharp increase in antimicrobial resistance, AMR, cases. The war scale has overwhelmed healthcare facilities with staff shortages and increased patient numbers, making infection control challenging. Soldiers often pass through several medical facilities spreading different strains of AMR bacteria. The growing problem of AMR in Ukraine is worsening as medical staff face difficult choices between saving lives and preventing the spread of resistant bacteria. U.S. President Donald Trump has defended his decision to pardon nearly 1,600 supporters charged in connection with the 2021 U.S. Capitol riots, stating their lives have been ruined. According to the BBC, in his first press conference as U.S. president, Trump also revealed he is considering a 10% tariff on Chinese imports as early as next week. Likewise, U.S. President Trump said discussions were centered in the issue of fentanyl being sent to Mexico and Canada. Additionally, the new administration introduced changes to immigration policies, including guidelines for potential raids at churches and schools. On his first day in office, President Trump signed several executive actions, marking the start of his presidency with a series of policy changes. These actions reflect his focus on immigration and trade issues, among other priorities. Now on to a general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said presently the country has witnessed partial impact of westerly low pressure system. The weather is partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces and fair in the rest of the country. Also, there is fog in many parts of the Tarai. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces and fair in the rest of the country this afternoon. There is a possibility of light snowfall and one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces. Similarly, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces tonight. Light snowfall is likely to occur at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki province. In the next 24 hours, there is a possibility of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces and one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh calls for coordinated efforts in agriculture, energy and tourism sector to achieve national prosperity. At least 10 Palestinians killed in Israeli raid on Jenin as violence escalates in the West Bank and Gaza. And at least 13 people die in road mishap in South India. Well, that is the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates and programs, visit our official website at readinnepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in and have a good day.